Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Think about the friendships you have with those who don't yet follow Jesus. If you're committed to your sport, then maybe the first people you think of are teammates, coaches, training buddies. Because sport is a rich context for building friendship. Last week, we looked at our role in sharing the good news of Jesus, simply to set forth the truth plainly and trust God with the outcome. This week, we'll see why friendship is a great context for evangelism and how we can develop rich friendships with those around us in sport. As we naturally build friendships in sport, there's two tendencies that we can default towards. First, share but never there. Second, there but never share. If we are share but never there, we tell sports people the gospel without knowing much about the people we're talking to. We don't know their likes, dislikes, struggles or joys. This puts us on the back foot. If we don't invest in people's lives, they're less likely to be open to the message we bring, and we're likely to present the gospel to them in an unhelpful way. Or we're there but never share. We're involved in the club, but our faith in Jesus does not come with us. People may know us as Christian, but this is not shared explicitly with them, and our actions may not be distinguishable from anyone else in the club. Which of these do you tend towards? Is it different with different people in your club? The story of Paul taking the gospel to Thessalonica can be found in Acts 17. Where Paul and his companions spent just 3 weeks. Yet even in such a short period of time, we learn from 1 Thessalonians 2 the depth of relationship that Paul reached with them. We read in verses 7 and 8, "Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well." Paul loved them so deeply that he was willing to share both his life and the gospel with them. He was there and he shared. That image of a nursing mother helps us see that developing lasting friendships will involve commitment, sacrifice, and vulnerability. Today, and in the weeks to come, what opportunity is there for you to build relationships that are deeper than surface level in your sport? There's so much you could do to build intentional friendships, but it's likely to come at a cost to your time, money, or comfort. But remember, this is not about earning anything before God, or be more like Paul. No, these pain lines are worth crossing because a natural outworking of our faith is to share our lives and the good news of Jesus with others. We want to see them saved, to know the freedom we know in Christ. So as you head to your game day, take a moment to think about your friendships in sport. How can you be sacrificial, open, and vulnerable? What can you commit to this week and in the coming weeks, at training, competitions, and socials, to share your life and the gospel? Trust God to help through the highs and lows as you do this. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for my sports team. Thank you that sport creates wonderful opportunities for me to build real friendships. Help me to commit to sharing Jesus with each of my sports friends. Enable me to commit to spending quality time with them, and please make me bold to share the good news of Jesus honestly and faithfully. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.